Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko hail ka ye ne yo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hoti yel has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neo Na hasta be kaje hail ka iye Yode atkas ebel hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neo Da zikre go hail ka iye Zista ninil go hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone ko uo hail ka iye Nezone go hail ka iye Neo So this
I am a human Haven't I suffered for so long Still the reason for hope Keep on holding on I am a human Well, I am a child like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politician. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a white, I am a who, I'm not black.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Cary Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Halito, greetings. This is El Rashmith Bay. You are tuned in live to our Talk Tons of America Network. Today is March the 7th, 2017. I'd like to thank you everyone for tuning in on this Tuesday night. As always, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information. Ashe. Okay, now we're just going to hop right into this Mardi Gras Origins. This is episode 2, and just going to piggyback off of what I was saying from the previous show. We're going to use a different site I'm going to read off of about the origins of Mardi Gras. And, of course, this may be a contradiction, because as David Banner said, you're going to get to a point that where you're learning, where you're constantly elevating, that what you know now may contradict what you knew then or yesterday, because you're constantly evolving. You're constantly learning new things. It's always innovation in the process, okay? And now this is coming from history.com. So it's very easy to find. It says the origins of Mardi Gras. And it says, according to historians, Mardi Gras dated back thousands of years to pagan celebrations of spring and fertility, including the racist Roman festivals of Saturnalia and Lupercalia. When Christianity arrived in Rome, religious leaders decided to incorporate these popular local traditions into the new faith, an easier task than abolishing them altogether. As a result, the access and the debauchery of the Mardi Gras season became a prelude to Lent, the 40 days of penance between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, along with Christianity. Mardi Gras spread from Rome to other European countries, including France, Germany, Spain, and England. Traditionally, in the days leading up to Lent, merrymakers would binge on all the meat, eggs, milk, and cheese that remained in their homes, preparing for several weeks of eating only fish and fasting. For Ash Wednesday came to be known as Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday. The word carnival, another common name for the pre-Lent festivities, may also derive from this vegetarian unfriendly custom. Okay. In medieval Latin, carnivarium means to take away or remove meat. Now, this is the history of Mardi Gras in the United States. Many historians believe that the first American Mardi Gras took place on March 3rd, 1699, when the French explorers Iberville and Bienville landed in what is now Louisiana, just south of the holiday's featured epicenter, New Orleans. They held a small celebration and dubbed the spot Point du Mardi Gras. In the decades that followed, New Orleans and other French settlements began marking the holiday with street parties, mass balls, and lavish dinners. When the Spanish took control of New Orleans, however, they abolished these rowdy rituals, and the bans remained in force until Louisiana became a United States. On Mardi Gras in 1827, a group of students donned colorful costumes and danced through the streets of New Orleans, emulating the revelry they'd observed while visiting Paris. 10 years later, the first recorded New Orleans Mardi Gras parade took place, a tradition that continues to this day. Okay, so this origin, what it's saying now here, is that Mardi Gras came from Europe, okay, and it was originated in the spring festivals coming of the new year, because you got to remember, Saturnalia, when that was the thing that was popular, the new year began in March, okay? That whole spring festival celebration, you know, the Chinese New Year, right? Chinese Spring Festival, all these things are all pointing towards the new year beginning in or around March, because that is the new year. The new year is never or it was never in December. Okay, that's the new modern thing. All indigenous groups celebrated the new year, the celebration, such as the spring festival, like Saturnalia, okay, like the Chinese New Year, right? And like the indigenous Americans, the Green Corn Festival, okay? So you can connect the dots. So that was another history of Mardi Gras. This was kind of different than what I had read earlier, because it was more focusing upon the indigenous people of America and Africa coming together and forming a bond and a relationship so that they could help move forward toward their goals of freedom. Okay? We, the indigenous people of America, saw the enslaved African as we could use them as our own people and we could make them greater. And they saw us as an opportunity to be free. So it was it's always a constant give and take. That's the exchange of power. You give what you get. Your input equals your output. So this is what we spoke about last night. Now I'm also going to get into the history of the indigenous people of America for those who have not heard of them, who have not heard of us, that there were already so-called blacks in America prior to the arrival of Columbus or any foreigner. Okay. An Italian explorer, Giovanni de Verrazzano, wrote a description in 1524 of the Carolina Indians he encountered. He wrote, "The complexion of the Carolina Indians is black, not much different than that of the Ethiopians." Okay, so this is a famous European or Spanish explorer, and he just told you flat out that these Indians' complexion is not much different than that of the Ethiopians. Okay, and for those of you who are not aware, that is the name that was given to that was the name that was Africa. Before it was Africa, it was Ethiopia. In the 1300s, okay, Lower Ethiopia, and the ocean was not the Atlantic Ocean. It was the Ethiopian Ocean. Okay? So this is what you got to understand. There was a major reconstruction of history where things were construed, flipped, and twisted around. They changed the geography, right? They changed the people. Okay? And I'm also going to read some quick history facts that you can go back and research yourself, because they love to, anybody loves that's not really aware of the facts, love to tell you about the African slaves. But what they don't tell you is that the first and the original slave was the European. That was the first slave in the colony. And the second was, guess who? The indigenous people of America. Guess who was the third enslaved person? The African was then brought over. So the African was only needed after the European was, there was a system, an entire system already set up and in place for the African. Okay? 2 centuries before the African arrived, the system was up and running and toned to perfection. And let's get into this European slavery that no one wants to talk about, or they want to downplay it and say it was just indentured servants. No, these were actual slaves working in the field, being whipped type slaves, okay? Now, and I have a photo that I want to read to have some information that y'all can look up, okay? Now, check this out. From 1609 until the early 1800s, between one-half to two-thirds, all the whites who were in the New World were brought as slaves. White slaves cleared the forests, drained the swamps, built the roads. They worked and died in greater numbers than anyone else. Many of the Union soldiers who made up the ranks of Lincoln's armies in southern Ohio, western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee, southern Illinois, Kentucky, and elsewhere were survivors of white slavery or descended of white slaves. Okay, this is the untold story, the forbidden history that is omitted from the history books from any major college. You won't find this in the HBCUs at all, okay? Because they're controlled by the same entity, okay? That whole George Soros being the founder of Black Lives Matter, okay? It's all a game. It's all a mind game. That's what we have to understand. They put a black face on it, but it's not really a black face. It's a brown face as president. But then above him, one, two steps, there's a pale face giving him orders. And then what they want to tell you is above him, there's another brown face, okay? That we're always at the top regardless. And most times it's a female. It's a sister who's at the top directing it all. Get back. And it says, did you know as a young man, Benjamin Franklin was once almost arrested under suspicion for being a fugitive white slave. Okay? Did you know that? A vote to end white slavery of both convicted and kidnapped whites fell in the Virginia House of Burgesses in 1748 over phraseology. Now, see, everything you know is a twisted image of the truth. We have taken on someone else's story. That's why it's history. Now yours is a mystery, right? So this is what we have to deal with. We have to deal with the facts. We have to let our emotions go, and we have to rise above that level. Allow your emotions to flow in and out. Don't become congested and hold it in so tight that you cannot focus or you are overtaken by your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. Control your emotions. That is the key. Okay? And I can go on and on showing or giving you the information and the tools to go check this out, giving you the site of European by European, boatloads of Europeans, boatloads of Germans, boatloads of British people as slaves in America, in the Barbados, all right, all over our American islands, okay? In our previous shows, I've even went in to show you how they were even taking Japanese and making them enslaved in the Americas as labor. They were taking the Chinese, and this is before the railroads, okay, as enslaved labor on the bottom of ships. So this is not confined. This is not a neat, pretty story where it's just, oh, it's just, it's black and white. No, it's not black and white. It's yellow, red, purple, and green, and all in between. Okay? And just because a people look alike, they appear to have the same physiology, does not make them the same people culturally, right? Or by heritage. It does not make them the same people, okay? Japan and China, for instance, I'm always using this. This is a very good analogy. Japan and China. An outsider can't tell them from each other at all, one from the other. They see no type of difference. But to them, they're as different as yellow and orange. Okay? And in the 1600s, 1700s, 1500s, you know, they were constantly in a constant battle with each other. Okay? There was zero unity. Appear to be the same people from an outside standpoint. I'm saying that to say that's the same thing that happened to the Africans and the Americans. We may have the same complexion, right? Or even have the same hair texture sometimes. That does not make us the same people. We have different cultures and we have different birthrights, okay? We have a different heritage. We are all connected. That's undeniable. This is not about some kind of disconnection scheme. We are all connected. All right? We're all one. That's no debate. Okay? America was connected to Africa at one time. Therefore, by default, America would have to be Africa, right? The land that we're talking continents now. It would have to be Africa, right? That's just common sense, you know. Thinking and analysis would lead you to that conclusion that American would have to be Africa and vice versa. If you want to get down to that level, if you want to get to the foundation and you want to deal with the real actual facts of the matter, then you would have to say that America is the motherland. And that's why they won't go that deep or they will not deal with this type of information. Okay? It's like if you want to figure something out, go always, always, always go back to its origin. And you can never fail from there because then you will see everything, why it is the way it is today. Okay? By going to its source. You want to know something, go to its source. All right? And there's many ways we can look at it and we can dissect this whole African deception that we all came from Africa as far as, you know, taking off of a slave ship. We can dissect that whole story. See, this is why when I say African, I'm very mindful. You have to be mindful what kind of concept or mindset that other people have. Because when I say African, I can mean something totally different than when you say African. Because when I say African, I'm encompassing every indigenous individual on the planet. Okay? It's not confined to just one landmass. Okay? Because when you think about it, all the land masses are Africa. See, this is what you have to understand. Africa is a code name for the entire planet. So when you say African, or when I say African, use that type of term. You got to use it carefully or sparingly with certain people because they may get the wrong idea. Or you can set them straight, either or. Okay, so I got a few minutes left. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode. This was Mardi Gras Origins. This was episode 2. Let's see if we have anybody want to make a comment or, you know, ask any questions. This is just dealing with the Mardi Gras and the origin of Mardi Gras, as well as dealing with our indigenous heritage in America. We have one caller here. see if they want to ask a question. 4 digits ending in 3458. You have a question or comment? Last 4 digits ending in 3458. You have a question or comment? I'll take that as a no. 3 minutes remaining. Let me unmute this call real quick. Okay, good. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As always, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information in the way that I do. Once again, I am on every day at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for tuning in. See, we have another caller. She may have a question or comment. See if I can hurry up, pull her in. It's a couple minutes remaining. 1-800, you have a question or comment?
Salam.
Salam.
I was wondering, you mentioned something about Saturnalia, and I was wondering if you could, like, elaborate a little bit.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And also, we're about to go into overtime with 90 seconds. So whoever's on the call, you know, you just hold on and you'll ride with me until I, you know, hang up. But everyone else who's listening, you may not be able to hear me. But, yes, Saturnalia. From the name, you know, you hear Saturn. So... and that's dealing with the Julian calendar, okay? Julius Caesar. I don't know if you heard of him. And it's in honor of the deity of Saturn, okay? What is it called? Some people call it, it's called the Black Planet, okay? And it has a ring around its center. And so that's where the rings come from, hoop earrings, rings around the fingers, etc. And Saturnalia is really this Roman festival that honors the deity Saturn. So this is where a lot of the crazy pagan festivals and rituals they do on this day, which is December 17th, Saturnalia. And they, you know, it's a 7-day event, okay, where they just splurge out, basically. They splurge out, they go crazy. They have a big old feast, you know, they drink, be merry, and they go wild, for lack of better words.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for explaining it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah. Saturnalia, you know, that's a, I'm glad you brought that up. It's also like, that's the origin of the holiday. I believe it's Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. That's an, Christmas is also tied into that whole Saturnalia, quote-unquote, pagan festival, because it ends on the 23rd. So, it's all connected. Once you start to look at it, you see you can go to the origin, any holiday, and you'll find it has it's connected to a celestial event. So it's always dealing with that energy, that planetary energy, and how can they harness that energy that is present on these certain days. But yes, thank you for calling in. You have any more questions?
No, thank you. You answered it for me.
Okay, no problem. You're welcome.
All right, salam.
Salam. All right. Clues us to another show. That was the second episode of Mardi Gras Origin. I'll be on tomorrow, like I said, 10 o'clock PM Central Time Zone. Your identity is your most valuable possession, because without that, you are no one. Wanishi. Thank you.
I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yes, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier. I'm not a jihadist. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a white. I am a who. I'm not black.